Good day, my beloved brothers and sisters. This is Father Blake Britton from St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today, we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 12 through 20. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, You testify on your own behalf, so your testimony cannot be verified. Jesus answered and said to them, Even if I do testify on my own behalf, my testimony can be verified, because I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by appearances, but I do not judge anyone. And even if I should judge, my judgment is valid, because I am not alone, but it is I and the Father who sent me. Even in your law it is written that the testimony of two men can be verified. I testify on my behalf, and so does the Father who sent me. So they said to him, Where is your Father? Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. He spoke these words while teaching in the treasury in the temple area. But no one arrested him, because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today we find Jesus yet again sharing in the Feast of Tabernacles. We've mentioned before that the Feast of Tabernacles is one of the three great Jewish pilgrimage feasts in which the Jews were required to go to the city of Jerusalem and participate in different festivities at the temple. There were three ceremonies associated with this Feast of Tabernacles: the ceremony of water, the ceremony of light, and the ceremony of facing the temple in the east. Jesus today says something quite peculiar. He describes himself in such an incredibly profound way. I am the light of the world. This description has significance on several levels. Historically, it's quite significant, considering the context in which Jesus proclaims it in today's gospel, because he proclaims it during the Feast of Tabernacles while the people are celebrating the ceremony of light. And in the ceremony of light, four large menorahs would be lit in the temple courtyard. And the Jewish men would dance around these menorahs all throughout the night. And it's said by historians that the light from these menorahs was so bright that if you stood in the temple courtyard at nighttime, it was as if the sun was shining. And so when Jesus is standing amidst these menorahs, when he's standing amidst these celebrations, and he says, I am the light of the world, you can imagine him pointing up towards those four menorahs, saying, I am brighter even than these four symbols of God's presence. I am the fulfillment, I am the incarnation of what these four menorahs are only a symbol. When Jesus says, I am the light of the world, in today's gospel, John chapter 8, he is referring explicitly to the ceremony of light, and he's equating himself to those four menorahs, and saying how him, his very person, is brighter, his very person is the fulfillment, is the incarnation of that light, which the four menorahs symbolize, namely, God's presence with his people. But there's a whole nother level that is even more profound in this description of Jesus as the light of the world. In order to really appreciate this, we have to go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 1. God says, Let there be light. Let there be light. Amidst the darkness and chaos of the created realm, the Father speaks light. And what does light do? It gives clarity. It allows sight it establishes order in the universe. When Christ says, "I am the light of the world," he is saying that he is the one who establishes proper and right order in the universe. This is reiterated by John himself in his Gospel, chapter 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that Word was the light of the world." So, in Greek, Word is Logos. Logos. L-O-G-O-S. Logos is where we get our word logic from. So what John is saying literally is, in the beginning was the Logos. In the beginning was the logic of God, was the logic of the Father. You see, Jesus is the logic of God. Jesus is the rationality, the reason, the way that God thinks made flesh. And how does God reason? How does God think? How is God's logic? It's a logic of communion and love. This is why the fullness of Christ's revelation is when he is held up on the cross. And St. John will say that it is at this moment when the Son is glorified. He is glorified from the cross because there is where you see the full logic, the full logos of God revealed as sacrificial love. Jesus hanging upon the cross, looking down upon his persecutors, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He commending his spirit to the Father on our behalf, establishing definitively salvation in history. That is truly the logic of God. That is the way that God is. When you see Jesus, you see the Father. And so when Jesus speaks of himself as the light of the world, he's also referring to this proper ordering of reality, that through Christ, through his sacrificial love, through his proper worship of the Father, through his sharing of his life with us from the blood on the cross, and through his ascension to the right hand of the Father, by which was sent the Holy Spirit, and by that Holy Spirit imbuing himself within our very essence through the sacrament of baptism, reconciliation, Eucharist, marriage, confirmation, anointing of the sick, holy orders, we also come to share in the light of God. So the question becomes for us, my brothers and sisters, are we children of the light? Is the Lord our light and our salvation, as it says in the Psalms? Or do we allow ourselves to be guided by the dim-witted promises of the world? Jesus is the light, gazing upon him, allowing him to shine in the darkness of our hearts, to cast away all of our anxieties and fears from the very depths of our being. Jesus comes into the soul to establish right order, just like light did in the beginning. The Father desires to speak this light into the depths of your being. He desires to say, "Let there be light. Let there be light in your heart. Let there be light in your mind. Let there be light in your soul. Let there be light in your body. Let there be light in the entirety of who you are as my beloved child. And that light is my Son. And my Son brings the Advocate, the Holy Spirit." Lord Jesus Christ, may you be the light of the world. May we not fall prey to the deceptive, dim, fading lights of this world, but rather, may we allow ourselves to be blinded by the sheer brilliance of your sacred heart and divine mercy. Amen.